Now David assembled at Jerusalem all the officials of Israel, the leaders of the tribes and the commanders of the divisions that serve the king, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds and the overseers of all the property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons with the officials and the mighty men, all the valiant warriors. Then King David rose to his feet and said, listen to me, my brothers and my people. I had intended to build a permanent home for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. So I had made preparations to build it. But God said to me, you shall not build a house for my name, because you are a man of war and have shed blood. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from all the household of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be a leader, and in the house of Judah, my father's house, and among the sons. Who shall build my house and my courtyard? For I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. I will establish his kingdom forever if he resolutely performs my commandments and my ordinances, as is done now. So now, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord and the presence of our God, keep and seek after all the commandments of the Lord your God, so that you may possess the good land and leave it as an inheritance to your sons after you forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be courageous and act.
David gave to his son Solomon the plan of the porch of the temple, its buildings, its storehouses, its upper rooms, its inner rooms, and the room for the atoning cover, and the plan of all that he had in mind for the courtyards of the house of the Lord, and for all the surrounding rooms, for the storehouses of the house of God, and for the storehouses of the dedicated things. Also for the divisions of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the utensils of service in the house of the Lord. For the golden utensils by weight of gold, for all utensils forever. and silver for the silver tables. And the forks, the basins, and the pitchers of pure gold. And for the golden bowls with the white for each bowl. Spread out their wings and cover the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the details of this pattern. Then David said to his son Solomon, be strong and courageous and act. Do not of the Lord is finished. Now behold, there are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God. And every willing man of any skill will be with you in all the work for all kinds of service. The officials also, and all the people will be entirely at your command.